Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
You who live by the Spirit should restore. Galatians 6, 1. Sometimes when we fall, we can get up by ourselves. Other times, we need someone to help us. And sadly, not all Christians are willing to help. Sometimes they feel that by extending grace to someone, they are condoning sin. But Paul wrote that argument down when he wrote, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Why should we be restorers? Number one, because God tells us to. If someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, you also may be tempted. Galatians 6:1. It's pride that causes us to point an accusing finger instead of extending a helping hand to those who fall. It makes us think we're better than someone else, incapable of falling like they did. You would be surprised what you would do in certain circumstances. Paul writes, "These things happen to them as examples for us. If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall." Number two, because Jesus is our example. Jesus had no time for the Pharisees who hid their sins behind a religious mask. But not one time did he condemn someone who was caught in sin and overtaken by temptation and failure. The minute they reached for him, he willingly restored them. Someone has said that the church is the only army that shoots its wounded. Today, others are watching us to see if the grace we preach to others is the same grace we extend to one another. Let's not disappoint them.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.